Hi there, I'm Dr. Trevor Cates. Welcome to the Spa Doctor Podcast. I know many of us are overscheduled and overwhelmed, and we get so caught up in day-to-day life that sometimes it's easy to lose sight of our purpose. We get drained and feel worn down, so today's guest is going to share with you how to get unstuck and go from feeling depleted to being fulfilled. Rose Cole is my guest today, and she is a much-loved visionary leader and world-renowned speaker, co-author alongside Deepak Chopra and Dr. Andrew Weil, a popular featured guest on TV networks such as E! And MSNBC. She's a preeminent mentor and spiritual guide who has helped thousands create thriving and awakened lives. After a spiritual awakening in her 20s, Rose left behind a successful modeling career to be in service to others through hosting a series of inspirational programs and retreats, writing books, and sharing a powerful way of living she calls rituality. On today's podcast, Rose shares what she calls power sourcing and the five energy zones for vibrant health and spiritual ascension. So please enjoy this interview. Hi, Rose. It's great to have you on my podcast. Great to interview you. I know we've been trying to interview for a while. I'm glad we finally got a chance to connect.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Yeah, so I know that people listening, watching, a lot of us are overscheduled with work, social life, family obligations, and we oftentimes get to the point where we feel depleted or overscheduled and really lose a sense of why are we here? Why are we doing all this? So that's what I wanted to talk with you today about, because I know you speak on this a lot. This is your area of expertise. So tell us how we can do better at this.
Great question. And yeah, this is something that affects all of us in this culture that we live in here in the Western world. And this stemmed from my own journey of discovery that came from a complete meltdown, basically. I had just had a child, and I didn't know it at the time, but I had some major things going on with my health. I was living in a home that had mold, so I developed insomnia that was pretty severe. I had fibromyalgia, and I had chronic fatigue, and I just felt completely depleted. And those of us, especially that have children, you know when you could just feel like a little, like a hamster on a wheel, like just one day kind of bleeds into the next, and you feel like life has left, all meaning has left. Why are we here? What are we doing this for? We can get caught up in the monotony and just feel so exhausted and tired. And so for me, it came from having pretty much hit rock bottom. I had postpartum depression with my daughter. She was colicky for 8.5 months. And I just remember being so tired and so low on resources that I could barely function. And I just remember being in my daughter's room one day and crying and breaking down and going, just thinking to myself, life, there's got to be more to life than this. Why am I here? What am I doing? Why am I going through this? And how do I just get myself back into balance for myself and for my daughter? And that's when I discovered these five untapped energy zones, as I call them. And one of the things I love talking about is how to really resource yourself so that you can show up and be the light that you are meant to be in the world. And one of my favorite energy zones, which I'm sure you'll lead me into in a second, is spiritual. Really being able to be tapped into source so that every day you're connected to the magic and the mystery of life. And that, I believe, will lead you to what I call your sacred purpose, the true reason that you came here this lifetime.
Well, absolutely. Let's just delve into that. Let's talk about our sacred purpose. I think we all want to know that.
Perfect. Yeah, I will. So I feel that each of us has there is a reason why we came. I believe that we chose to come into human form, and that before this lifetime, we decided to come, we elected to come, and that we had an objective. There was something that we wanted to experience here as a human. We wanted to experience humanity, but we also, there was something that we wanted to experience, transcend, transmute through the experience of humanity. And very often we get here, and for some of us that had a troubled childhood like myself, or have had trauma, any kind of trauma or heartbreak along the way, which is most of us, right? We can start to look around and go, wow, this was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. And we can get distracted by the dramas of life and what to eat and who we're dating and all of these dramas and forget that we came here on a spiritual mission. And I believe that when we find that, we find the true reason why we chose to incarnate this lifetime, that that is the thing that can be what I call our center pole. It's your reason for living. It gives your life meaning, and it helps you to develop into the fullest expression of yourself without all the layers of conditioning and things that we've bought into. There's a you underneath all of us have that's our purest essence without all of the stuff that we've taken on. And that's when we can really shine our light out into the world. So in order to get there, and for me, discovering my own sacred purpose has been a journey. It's taken a lot of twists and turns. And I wanted to say this too. You can tell when somebody is fully in vibrational alignment with their true sacred purpose, because there's something that happens. There's a magic that happens where it's almost like the universe goes, ah, I can use them as an instrument. They are fully in alignment with the message that they came here to deliver to the world, the fullest expression of who they are. So it's almost like a portal of energy that opens up where now you are being used as an instrument. And you can see people across history, the kind of people that you and I really respect and admire are people that are fully in alignment with their sacred purpose. Like when you look at people like Gandhi. This is before the internet, and he will be known throughout time for ages and ages and ages because he was fully in alignment with his sacred purpose, with his essence. He was willing to sacrifice everything to live in his truth and be fully self-expressed. People like Nelson Mandela, or when you think of people like, I think of Oprah. I mean, we all have, when somebody's fully self-expressed, at the end, there's like finite little vibrational things that somebody can come even fuller into alignment. But I think Oprah is very much in alignment with her sacred purpose. Joan of Arc. I mean, think about this. Thousands of years ago, and somebody before the internet is known across time. If you think of somebody like Mother Teresa, I mean, these are people that were fully in vibrational alignment, fully self-expressed. So how do we become more fully expressed? How do we become the spiritual warriors that we came here to be? And it doesn't necessarily mean that you are out at the front lines and that you're like this advocate or that you're publicly speaking about your essence. It could be that you just are living as your fullest, most expressed self every single day. I know for myself, and I don't know as much about your story, Trevor, but you may be able to relate to this, that there was a time where I never would have been on an interview like this. I didn't have the confidence to speak my voice and my truth and really stand in my power as a woman. And I think a lot of us go through our trials and tribulations with that, finding ourselves, finding our truth, being able to speak our truth. And there's always another level to go to be fully self-expressed. And so that's what I call your sacred purpose. When you are standing in and living your making the impact that you came here to make every single day and living your truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that wherever we are, whatever we're doing in life, there's, like you said, there's always something more, a little bit more alignment we can do and more to step into that, whatever our jobs are, whether, you know, like you're talking about people like Oprah, she's on TV all the time, or some sort of celebrity figure, a religious figure, or you've chosen to be a mom and work at home, and that's great too. But being aligned with that and being able to be the best mom you can be, or the best partner you can be, and get rid of all the other stuff that we don't need. So let's just let that go.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, your sacred purpose may be to radiate love, self-love to every person that you meet. That may be your sacred purpose. And you absolutely could do that being an amazing stay-at-home mom. But a lot of us, like Trevor and I, just we have combined our sacred purpose with our work in the world. They don't always have to be, but for many of us nowadays, they are. And one of the things that has been so powerful in aligning me with my sacred purpose has been this idea of power sourcing. So I'd like to share with everyone the five different untapped zones. There is the physical, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, and then the relational. And I like to think of these almost like a little gas tank, like an internal gas tank. Or you can kind of think of it like a bank account. Most of us are going around with one of these tanks empty, below empty. Or if it was a bank account, it's overdrawn. It's in the red. A lot of us, some of us, are walking around with all of the tanks at near empty. And what happens is when these tanks are empty, when we are low on resources, when we're deprived in all of these different categories, that's when we can go into a downward spiral of depression and hopelessness, or things can seem very chaotic. We're driven by drama and chaos in our life. Usually for most of us, it's like one or two categories that we just can't seem to quite get resourced or get our tank filled up. So this is what it looks like. Let's say your emotional tank is low. You're really feeling bad about yourself. You have low self-esteem. You're just not feeling confident. And then somebody comes along and criticizes you. It's like writing a check from an account that's already withdrawn and checks are bouncing. So by filling up each of these energy zones, by resourcing ourselves in these zones, then your self-esteem, your self-love is so high that if somebody says something to you, it may take a little dip or it may not, but it's definitely not going to take you down into the withdrawn state where you're overdrawn, right? Where you're in the red. So because I had to get really wise about how to resource myself in each of these. Now, what I mean by resourcing, well, let me take a step back and kind of define that, if that's a new term for you. What I mean by resourcing is that there are activities and things we experience in life that give to us, they give us energy, they fill us up, they inspire us, they leave us feeling better afterwards. And then there are things that deplete us, activities, people, experiences that require us to give to them. Just this one paradigm shift for me, really understanding what depletes me and what resources me, has been a total game changer. And what I have found is when you learn to resource yourself in all of these categories and fill yourself up, something really amazing happens, because as I'm sure Trevor talks about all the time, the mind-body-spirit connection, these are all influencing each other. So your relationship with your children and your partner, that's greatly impacted by your emotional state, right? If you are depressed or you're bummed out or you have ups and downs and you're feeling low on yourself, that's definitely going to impact your relationship, right? Physically, if your physical body is out of whack, like you have a chemical imbalance, you're low in nutrients, you're sleep deprived, then that, of course, is going to impact the mental and the emotional. So these all impact each other. And there are times in our life where the dominoes kind of hit and we have the perfect storm of all of our stressors. Like there's a death in the family, and then you get into a car accident, and then somebody that works for you leaves suddenly. And, you know, life happens. We can't always predict what's going to happen or prevent these things from happening. But if we have the philosophy of filling up these zones and keeping them nice and high in resource, when life hits us, we don't go down as fast or as hard. We have resources to pull on, to pull from. And then one of my favorite areas to talk, and then I can also share if you want, Trevor, different things that are stressors and resourcing activities for each of the zones. And one of my favorites is the spiritual. So what I learned is when you are resourced spiritually, that you can pull on that when you're low in the other zones, that you actually can source yourself. That's why they call it source, because there's this infinite source and energy that you can tap into and draw and connect from the times when you are physically, mentally, emotionally resourced for.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's so important to realize that it's just part of life, that we all have, that we all get depleted in those areas. It's not like that's a bad thing or somebody's bad because they're depleted. It's just, it's part of life and we can't always avoid relationships at work or family members that we feel like really draw from us and zap us. But I love what you're talking about is feeling that hopefully before you get to the point where you're depleted.
Yes.
Right. So yes, tell us what we can do to fill those tanks or those bank accounts so that we don't feel depleted. And certainly spirituality seems to be a great place to start with that.
Yeah. And I love what you said, Trevor. Yeah. It's very humbling. Even just a few weeks ago, I found myself in a low resource state. And it's very humbling when that happens because I would consider myself to be like an expert resourcer. I mean, I'm like professional about this, you know, because I take my work in the world very seriously. But there was a night where my daughter got a cold, so she wasn't sleeping. We got a new kitten. I woke up to kitten poop on my bed, which was not so much fun. And the night before, I was out with my husband at a work event. We were up late. It was a social thing. I had a couple of drinks, but alcohol for me is very depleting. It was just like the perfect storm of my stuff. And it was like, wow, I'm in a low resource state, but I have the vocabulary and the awareness to go, okay, honey, I need you to take her. I got to go and meditate. I got to go get myself resource. Where when we think of like self-care, you know, especially those of us that are moms, it seems so indulgent to go and take care of ourselves. But I just wanted to say this first before I go on to some of the tips and things we can do to resource ourselves is that human beings are not very good at estimating what resources us and what doesn't, and also what the long-term effects and ramifications are from the things we do. We're just, humans are not very good at estimating that. It's like, oh, well, if I stay up late and I'm really low on resources and that happens for a few days in a row, and then I'm not filling up the account with my husband and that's low. And then all of a sudden I'm snapping at him and then we get into a fight and that, I mean, this could lead to costing a marriage. This could lead to costing your relationship with your children. And they grow up and they say, mom, my idea of you as a mother was this chaotic, crazy woman who was just like, you know, barking orders. And you're going, wow, I miss my children's childhood. Or it can mean that you're not showing up in the world and really fulfilling your spiritual mission. And you get to the end of your life and go, wow, I didn't accomplish everything that I wanted to. I didn't experience everything that I wanted to experience. I wanted to make an impact. And then you feel like, you know, life kind of slipped away from you. And it's the little choices, the little things we could do on a daily basis that either take us towards being resourced and us or away from it. And, you know, I feel like it's, you know, a couple steps forward, one step back. It's, you know, it's a dance. And it's not that I don't do things that are my stressors. It's that I understand what the ramifications are. Having this little paradigm shift has allowed me to see, okay, well, when I drink, it's a stressor for me, but you know, doing it every once in a while can be fun. And that actually can be kind of resourcing to have that fun. I just have to time that when I know that it's not going to impact all of the other things in my life. So, some of the things that are stressors and resourcing. So, physical. I'll share what my stressors are and the things that are that resource me. And what I highly recommend that everyone do is to journal what your top five stressors are and top five resources are for each of the categories. So for me, physical, my top stressor is not getting enough sleep for sure. And I find that's really common for a lot of people. So what I do to resource myself is I do all kinds of things to ensure that I get the best quality sleep possible. So I sleep with an eye mask, blocking out all lights in your room, really important so it doesn't mess up your circadian rhythm and your serotonin. So making sure you don't have any little night lights on or alarm clocks or anything that has light in your room. And this is important for children too. I take flower essence at night, Bach flower essence that's specifically for sleep. I take an all-natural sleep formula that has herbs in it and things that help me sleep better at night. I sleep with earplugs, which is really useful for me. I have a special ergonomical pillow. So, you know, I get serious about my sleep because it's the number one resourcing activity. And not getting enough sleep is the number one stressor for me. And like I said, I find that that's kind of across the board for a lot of people. I'm always surprised how few people actually take sleep seriously, knowing how much it impacts their life. You know, if you think about it, how many times have you been really tired, but then you're on the computer and on social media, before you know it, you're like, oh, it's so late. Okay, just a little bit more. No. And we think, oh, this is going to be a resourcing activity. In our minds, we think, oh, I'm treating myself because you've been with the kids all day and you've been working and you may not have had time for yourself. So it's like, I'm going to treat myself and be on the computer. And we think it's giving to us, but it's not actually resourcing us. And then you stay up late and then you go, oh my gosh, it's 11 o'clock. I can't believe I stayed up this late. And you go to sleep and you wake up in the morning with your kids and you just feel like a zombie. You feel so tired. And then that night, that morning you say, okay, I'm definitely going to go to sleep early tonight. And then that night, same thing happens. Oh, this is my me time. Computer, buying stuff on Amazon, shopping, whatever. And then before you know it, it's so late again, right? How many times have we all done this? And it's like, wow, why can't I just get myself to bed early? Well, a lot of us, and I did this for years before I figured this out, years before I figured out, wow, I'm thinking that being on my computer and doing social media is resourcing me, and it's not. I've learned that electronics for me, because I'm very sensitive to frequency and energy, that computers and all kinds of technology are actually a stressor for me. They're not resourcing. So a lot of people do better turning down all electronics, even the TV, about an hour before bed so you can coast into your circadian rhythm and getting ready for bed. So you want me to keep going?
Yeah, I was just hearing someone told me recently they shut down all the power in their house before they go to sleep at night. And I was like, well, in Park City, we can't really do that in the wintertime because it's going to get pretty cold. Freeze. But if you can do that, I think that's pretty cool. Just turn it off. Turn off the internet. Turn off, you know, like just unplug at night.
Totally. Yeah. And for me on the physical is drinking alcohol, which everybody's different with this. It just depends on, as you could probably talk more about, Trevor, but it has to do with your liver and the enzymes that you're producing. And some people can handle more alcohol than others. But it's funny that I knew that my body didn't handle alcohol well, but I didn't connect it to how much of a stressor it was. If for me, not only does it affect me physically, but it also affects me emotionally, because for a lot of people, it's a depressant. So I can go out and have maybe two drinks at an event per week. But if I drink two nights in a row, I've learned that it will put me into a little bit of a bummer mood for a few days afterwards. It's kind of like seeing the world through gray colored glasses. And that affects me relationally. That affects everything in my life. It affects how I show up in the world. So a lot of us, when we go home, and I did this for so many years, like, oh, I'm going to have a glass of wine because it feels like it's resourcing, but it's not actually resourcing. So I'll talk about some of the things that are resourcing for me physically. For me, getting massage helps me physically, mentally. It's helping to get you into a brainwave state where you're more relaxed, you're rejuvenating your mind, and it helps me emotionally. I get cranial sacral, which is amazing work that helps to align your body. If you haven't checked into it or heard about it, you may want to look it up. It's amazing resourcing for your body in a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. Even just taking off your shoes and going out and standing, I know you can't do this time of year, Trevor, but you know, standing out on the dirt, standing out on the grass helps to ground you. There's something energetically that happens when you just stand on the earth. Going out and walking in nature, meditation is an amazing resource. For me, even if I only have a few minutes to meditate, highly, highly valuable. And again, helping you physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really find, for me, nature is one of those things that really fills me, and it fills my bank account, my, you know, tank, whatever you want to call it. I think in the wintertime, depending upon where we live, especially someplace like Park City where it's very snowy and we get pretty, you know, pretty big winters here. In other places in the country, we have winter. People will shut themselves up and shut themselves away from nature. And yeah. So really it's finding a way to get in nature, you got to gear up, got to wear the right gear, wear the hats and gloves and all that, and just go out and be in it. And I find that that's one of the things that really, that fills me. And I know that that's true for a lot of people. So just wanted to mention that.
Absolutely. And I think for myself and a lot of people, it resources us spiritually. And so that, and mentally, most emotionally, physically, getting out in nature is one of my favorite resourcing activities for sure. So I wanted to touch on two of the categories that you may be going, well, how do I resource myself in relationship? And some more that you can use to resource yourself spiritually and emotionally. Actually, let's do emotional because that one's kind of fun. So, you know, again, emotionally, when we, a lot of us are walking around with internal dialogue that's not so nice to ourselves. And that account can be really low. And then something happens and you take it the wrong way and we can get defensive or we can get hurt or just have really low self-esteem. So how do we resource ourselves emotionally? Well, there are things physically that can impact us emotionally, like taking supplements that help with your serotonin levels and having your, you can actually have your brain scanned, which is really cool to find out if you do have depression or anxiety and different things you can do to balance brain chemistry. But as far as just resourcing our self-esteem, one of my favorite little exercises to do is just to constantly keep a running list of all of the things that are awesome about me. You know, we're trained in our society to not really like speak about what we're good at, and we can be very humble. But instead, how do we bring to our attention all of the things, from the little tiny things to the big things that we're good at? Anytime I'm feeling bad about myself or I feel like that tank is getting low, I'll just start making a list. Like, you know what? I am a really awesome mom. I'm really patient with her. I do this. I do that. I got her to school on time. So it's the small things, like she's fed. She's healthy. She had a nice organic lunch today. I got her to school on time. I'm awesome. I mean, just the smallest little things too. I built an amazing business where I'm making an impact in the world every single day, and I'm aligning with my sacred purpose, and I'm an amazing lover. I'm a good kisser. You know, you just start making a list of all of the things and keep it in your journal and add to it whenever you can, or just rewrite the list. Or if you're standing in line at the grocery store and you've just had a really bad day and you're feeling bad about yourself, you start listing all these things off. Start pulling from the times that people said things to you. Like, you know what? You are an amazing listener, Rose. Thank you so much. When people have said that to you, pull on that. Remember times that people have wrote you things that were really touching and amazing, or thanked you for things. It can just, you will be amazed how quickly you can fill up that tank with just acknowledging yourself with a few things, getting yourself up above the red into the black. As far as relationally, my husband and I have date nights every Monday. So tonight is our date night, and we keep it sacrosanct. We don't let anything come in the way of our date night, because that's our time to put that money into our bank account, to really fill up that tank. And I find that that's just, it's one of the most beautiful things you can do. But even the small things, every time you recognize your partner, every time you do something sweet and nice for them, you're putting that deposit in, so that the next time you do something that's maybe not so nice or not so considerate, it's not, if they are operating down in the red and they're withdrawn and you've been neglecting them, and then you do something like, you're like, yeah, I told you I'd take out the trash, but I'm not going to do it or whatever. And they're like, you're a jerk. Then that little thing becomes big because you're withdrawn. Same thing with children. I love the paradigm and the idea of how do we source our children? Because sometimes children just need some mommy time. And especially before the age of 7, the mother is the one who resources the children. So when they're not with you as much as they need to be or want to be, that can wear on them energetically and emotionally. So sometimes just spending quality time. My daughter, I can tell when she's low on resources because she doesn't know how to say it. So she just acts out. And people often see the behavior when the child is acting out, instead of looking at the root cause. Okay, they need to be resourced. Does a child need to be resourced with nutrients? Are they eating sugar and carbs and things aren't good for them? So it's, you know, affecting them physically. Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of change in the household that you can help them to process and release? Are they going through emotional stuff? Do they need quality time? Sometimes just looking your child in the eyes and spending time, like 20 minutes, just talking to them and asking them questions and just looking at them in the eyes, you'd be surprised how resourcing that can be for a child. And then all of a sudden, the disruptive behavior with them acting out and acting crazy or throwing a tantrum, all of that stuff starts to subside just from filling up their little tanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, kids, yeah, they need their tanks filled too, certainly.
Yeah. So the way that I now look at life is I start to look at and really get clear about what resources me and what doesn't. And this could even be people, like starting to bring awareness. Like when I'm around this person afterwards, how do I feel? When I do this activity, even though I think it's resourcing to go out and hang out with my friends and drink wine, afterwards, am I resourced? Do I feel better the next day? You know, my husband and I actually the other day, we were thinking about exercise is kind of an interesting one because while you're doing exercise, it's a stressor. But almost immediately after, for almost everyone, it becomes resourcing. You get way more out of it resource-wise than what you put into it. And it's not just physical. You also, it fires up the frontal cortex of the brain. And there are actually studies that have proven that exercise is more effective at alleviating depression than Prozac. So it's affecting you on a mental, emotional, and a physical level. So I've started to really exercise a lot more this year because I thought, you know, in my mind, it was a stressor. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't connecting the dots to really, I get threefold what I put into it. So even though there's a little dip in my account that like doesn't want to wake up early and put on my gym clothes, I'm like, I don't want to do it. But focusing on how much I'm getting afterwards, how much I'm getting resourced. So this is the paradigm and the lens that I see the world when I'm going through my daily life. And it's been a game changer because I feel like when I am filled up, when all of us are filled up, we can show up in our higher self, being the spiritual warriors that we came here to be. And everything we do from a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual standpoint is aligning us so that we can more fully step into and embody who we came here to embody. And that is our spirit, that is our sacred purpose.
Oh, I love it. It's beautiful. And I think that a lot of times people, I think it's human nature to not think about doing things for ourselves that support our health. Because we think it's selfish or we think, oh, I don't have time for that. That's selfish. I don't have, time for a massage. I don't have time to, to take that time for myself. But if you think about it, you know, when you're on an airplane and they say, make sure you put your child's mask. I mean, put your mask on before you put your child's mask, the oxygen mask on. Is if you're so depleted, you can't take care of yourself, then you can't take care of other people too. But if you're fulfilled yourself, you're going to show up in the world as a better mom, as a better wife, partner, a better coworker, boss, whatever it is that you're doing, you're going to show up better if you're filled and you're going to be able to help people even more. And I know this as a doctor, I notice, and as a mom, I notice this for myself. If I'm not taking good care of myself, if I'm not exercising regularly, if I'm not getting out in nature, if I'm not eating the foods that I know nourish me, if I'm not taking some time for myself, then I can't be as good of a doctor or mom or partner. So I really appreciate everything that you've shared today. And I hope everybody will take time to do these things too. And I love that you talk about journaling. I think journaling is a powerful tool to just write positive things down, positive things that can help fill you and to be able to go back to. I love what you've shared with today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Trevor.
Yeah. And Rose, tell people how they can learn more about you, how they can find you if they want to explore this even further.
Sure. My website is rosecole.com. That's rosecole.com. And on there, you'll see I have different programs and books and things that I put out on all different topics from the mind-body-spirit connection. And my specialty, the one that I particularly have a love and passion for, is the spiritual resourcing. That's something that I really love and create all kinds of programs and things to facilitate spiritual awakening and spiritual ascension and finding what I call your sacred purpose. And I have a free gift. May I mention that now, Trevor? Is that okay? Great. If you go to rosecole.com/free gift, I have a 4-part audio series, video series, and ebook that you can download. It's called High Priestess Training. And in there, I teach a little meta system to find out what stage of consciousness you're in and a lot of different things about resourcing yourself and really how to discover what your sacred purpose is and how to really show up as the light that you were meant to be in the world.
Great. Oh, thank you so much for offering that to everybody. I want to go check it out too. Thank you so much, Rose. I really appreciate everything that you've shared with us today. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
I hope you enjoyed this interview today with Rose Cole. To learn more about Rose and the special offer she mentioned, you can visit my website, thespadoctor.com. Go to the podcast page with her interview, and you'll see all the information and links there. I also invite you to join the Spa Doctor community on my website or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so you don't miss any of our upcoming shows. If you haven't done so already, I highly recommend that you get your customized skin profile at theskinquiz.com. It's free, and based upon answers to just a few questions, you'll get your own skin report. And even when you're talking about spirituality, skin is still important. It's our largest organ. It's right on the surface of our body. And when we know, when we have that glowing skin, it tells so much about our body and about our state of mind. Also, don't miss out on the latest tips to get glowing, healthy skin on the inside and out. Be sure to follow me on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, and Instagram, and join the conversation. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.